Today, home lending boomed higher before the RBA hiked. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. We're on the latest post covering finance and property news. We finally got the fourth quarter lending stats from the ABS. Checks Canada in the middle of February. And while there was an increase in first home buyers encouraged into the market by high LVR loan availability, this was actually overshadowed by the growth in owner-occupied and investor lending, specifically investors. And we see that the average loan size has materially grown as borrowers were expecting lower interest rates and were leveraging up into the market. First home buyer average loan size jumped to be above $600,000 for the first time, encouraged, of course, by the government's wonky home deposit scheme. This was all absolutely predictable in the light of the three rate cuts that we had last year and the 5% deposit scheme launched in October. And as I discussed in my live show yesterday, this is at a time when many households are caught in the rising debt trap. The ABS media release focused on, guess what, the first-time buyer, saying that the number of first home buyer loans rose 6.8% to 31,783 in the December quarter. Dr. Mish Tan, the ABS head of finance statistics, said there was strong growth across all borrower types this quarter. The number of first home buyer loans rose 6.8%. Investor loan numbers rose 5.5%. The number of owner-occupier non-first home buyer loans rose 3.6%. This was the largest rise in the number of first home buyer loans since the December quarter 2023, and their value increased by 15.5%. Changes to policies supported first home buyers this quarter. That included, of course, the expansion of the Australian Government 5% deposit scheme and the introduction of the Australian Government Help to Buy scheme. The number of first home buyer owner-occupied loans rose by 2,011 loans, that's 6.8%, to 31,783 in December, and 9.1% through the year. There were rises in New South Wales, up 10.9%, Queensland, 6.4% higher, Victoria, up 3.5%, Western Australia, up 9.8%, South Australia, up 4.8%, the ACT, up 7.1%, and the Northern Territory, 3.2%. But there was a fall in Tasmania, down 1.7%. Now, pause here to reflect that this 31,783 loans in the December quarter for first-time buyers is a lift, sure, but when we see Queensland claiming 50,000 first-time buyers, as for example shown in this transcript and this ultra-crass video featuring Claire O'Neill, and the often quoted figure of 220,000 first-time buyers helped by the government policy, all I can say is words and figures differ. But what you do know is that this is with a smaller deposit, so you need a bigger and more expensive loan. Unless, of course, you get help from the bank of mum and dad, which many do. But even so, the ABS reported that the size of the average first home buyer loan rose by a record 8.5% to $607,624 this quarter. And they said that was largely driven by the first home buyers in New South Wales. The Australian Government 5% deposit scheme has increased the eligibility criteria for first home buyers, and we are seeing the early effects of this in our data, Dr. Tan said. Now, more broadly, the number of new loan commitments for dwellings rose 5.1% in the December quarter, while the value rose 9.5%. The number of new owner-occupied loan commitments for dwellings rose 4.8% in the quarter, while the value rose 10.6%, and the number of new investor loan commitments for dwellings rose 5.5% in the quarter, while the value rose 7.99%, and the number of new owner-occupier first home buyer commitments for dwellings rose 6.8%, while the value rose that massive 15.5%. And significantly, there were 60,445 new investment loans approved in the December quarter, that 5.5% or 3,176 loans higher compared to the previous quarter. And that's 23.6% higher than the December quarter last year. Total value of new investment loans was $43 billion in the December quarter, again a rise of 7.9% or $3.2 billion. And the average loan size rose over the quarter by $31,008 to $716,711. There was growth in the number of investment loans across all states. Victoria rose 8.8%, New South Wales 4.1%, Queensland 3.3%, Western Australia 4.6%, Tasmania 28.2%, and South Australia 2.8%. But there were falls across the territories. The Northern Territory were down 9.3%, and the ACT fell 4.3%. The newly imposed APRA regulations on investor lending, by the way, won't have much impact, as the so-called speed limits are set very high, giving banks plenty of headspace to lend and lend hard. All of this is consistent with the recent RBA data, showing aggregate growth in lending rising faster than inflation and investment lending running faster than owner-occupied lending. So we can see the effect of government policy stoking bank lending. And yet, the truth is, due to the sharp rise in interest rates since the 2021 census, the percentage of household income required to meet repayments on the median new mortgage has risen from around 28% in 2021 to about 45% as at September last year. That's according to Catality, who also says that rental affordability has been worse in Australia, with the median tenant household sacrificing a record 33.4% of their income servicing rent, up from 27% at the time of the 2021 census. And saving for a deposit has become more difficult due to the 43% rise in national advertised rents over the past 5 years, which has added around $10,600 to the annual cost of renting, again, according to Catality. Catality's latest monthly chart pack reported that rents over the past 5 years have surged almost three times faster than wages. Oh, and by the way, one other little nugget of data released recently shows that the foreign new home demand, according to analysis by Entropy and Macro, is down compared with the highs of 2016 to 2018. Under 6% of new home purchases, under 8% of high-rise residential approvals. So you can really not blame foreign buyers for the current homegrown housing crisis. So to recap, current settings are first, continue with high migration to bring in more cannon fodder. Then offer bigger incentives for people to borrow more and buy property, stoking prices, especially at the lower end of the market. And in so doing, you can support bank profits. Meanwhile, of course, killing housing affordability. So no surprise, therefore, that many real people are finding the journey tough, given low real income growth, higher costs of living than expected, and the RBA now turning rates higher. Sure, this can go on for a long, long time, masking the true impact, but the reality is, while some are benefiting from government decisions, others continue to struggle. And the question now is, will we see more rate hikes ahead? Probably we will. And possibly even higher unemployment. And as I showed yesterday, many households are spending well over a third of their net disposable income on housing, and it continues to rise. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, and again, I ask, why on earth did the ABS choose to switch to a belated quarterly reporting of the new lending stats? Because they're so critical. And why did they select first-time buyer news at the headline in their release? I wonder, how independent are they? Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.